Hello, my name is Clint Beachwood. This is the Day at the Beach podcast number 92.
Thank you.
There you have it. There's a few nice little five-song set to start the show off with. That was the band called The Heavies. I think they come out of Gary, Indiana, if I'm not mistaken. The song is called Calm and Cool. Before that, a band out of Holland, The Good, The Bad, we heard 011 from a CD entitled From 001 to 017. All right. Bevel and Boss. Bevel and Boss is from Holland. Where is The Good, The Bad from? I forget, but they're, I think they're from one of those Scandinavian countries up that way that provides so many awesome surf bands, don't they? It's just incredible. Anyway, Bevel and Boss with Three Nudges from their debut CD called Celluloid. The Messerchups from Russia, who are going to be in Southern California this summer, did a song called Surf and Rolla, comes from their Church of Reverb CD. And the Twang-O-Matics did Shoreline Station, that comes from a little three-band CD put out by Deep Eddy Records called Three Way Volume 1. Go to Deep Eddy Records and check that out. Twang-O-Matics was the name of the band, and the song was Shoreline Station. My name is Clint Beachwood. This is podcast number 92. Hope you're enjoying this. I know I am. The band Pavlov's Woody has put out, I think, three previous CDs, and they tend to be a little more on the traditional surf side. This CD they called Abstract Adventures, and they kind of are all over the map. And this is probably the most surfy song of the whole CD. It's called Devil's Point. Pretty cool song. This is Pavlov's Woody.
are here to participate in an atomic maneuver. This is not a haphazard maneuver. Careful planning for it started months back. Watched from a safe distance, this explosion is one of the most beautiful sights ever seen by man. You're probably saying, so it's beautiful. What makes it so dangerous? Basically, there are only three things to think about. Blast, heat, and radiation. This is the one new effect obtained by the use of an atomic weapon.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program to bring you important news. Word has just been received from the Atomic Energy Commission that due to a change in wind direction, the residue from this morning's atomic detonation is drifting in the direction of... It is suggested that everyone remain indoors for 1 hour or until further notice. There is no danger. This is simply routine Atomic Energy Commission.
Thank you.
Well, that set was all over the map, wasn't it? That was Paul Johnson right there, Mr. Moto himself, from a solo CD he put out many years ago. The song is called Albion Blues, and it comes from a CD called Liquid Blues. And before that, Frankie and the Pool Boys from their Cap'n Coconut CD, we heard The Golden State. A song I haven't played, and it was funny, I went back to see when the last time I played this song on any show. It was a radio show over at KCR at San Diego State. The Austin Transit Authority, Deep Eddy Records. We heard Boxcar, B-O-C-K-S, Boxcar. And I played that song almost 10 years to the day was the last time I played that song on a show. The Austin Transit Authority. I think they put out one album. Anyway, The Penetrators before that, Guns Don't Argue. That comes from the tribute to Ennio Morricone for A Few Guitars More. And Pavlov's Woody started off that set with Devil's Point from their Abstract Adventures CD. Clint Beachwood's the name here. I do a podcast. It's about once or twice a month now. I really wanted to do it every week, but that certainly is not the case. I'm still doing a radio show over at KCR Radio San Diego State. That is on Thursdays now from 4 to 5 only. I'm only doing 1 hour there. And I'm also doing a show on North Sea Surf Radio. If you haven't checked out that internet radio station, it is 24/7 surf music, and it's pretty cool. Just Google North Sea Surf Radio. Comes out of Amsterdam, and a guy named Niles Jensen throws that thing together. A lot of work goes into that radio station to put it on, and he puts it on. It's a pretty seamless, smooth-running show, if I might say so. There are no gaps or dead air or anything, like we're having dead air right now. My specialty. Anyway, let's continue on with the cavalcade of hits here with a band from Nova Scotia, Canada. It's the Urban Surf Kings. They've been around quite a while. And I'm going to play a song called Seven Veils A Go-Go. It comes from one of their very first CD, if not their first, Get Instrumental. These are the Urban Surf Kings. It's a Day at the Beach podcast number 92. We'll be right back. The band is called Los Galerna from Parts Unknown. The CD is Alcalare, and the song is called Lobo. Trabants before that, Kyoto Rock from An Evening With Trabants. The Volcanics doing Moonlight Serenade from their most recently released The Lonely One album. Way Out West, the band from Germany that... I only have one album by them. It's kind of a best of, and I think they're around in the 90s, and I don't know what ever happened to Way Out West, but we heard a song called MPI, and the CD is called Revolution. And the Urban Surf Kings from a very early album called Get Instrumental, we heard Seven Veils a Go-Go. My name is Clint, like I say, and I do this podcast every so often. Hope you enjoy. Feel free to email me if you'd like or send a message on Surf Guitar 101. Several ways to get a hold of me. Beachwood@san.rr.com would be a good way to get a hold of me. And let me know what you think, or if you want to hear a certain song or something, I might have it in the collection here. Anyway, I like to keep originals on the podcast. On the North Sea Radio Show, I play all sorts of different things. And that's the advantage of that show, is that I can play covers. I can play songs by people who have not given me the okay to play songs on the podcast. Yes, that is true. Can you believe it? And on the KCR Radio Show, I've kind of changed formats a little, and I'm playing, calling the show Instros Only. And I'm playing all sorts of different instrumental music, not just surf instrumental music. So check it out if you want. It's an hour on Thursdays. You have to listen live. KCRlive.com is the website. You can pull up the radio station. But enough self-promoting here. Let's get into some more music. A band from Greece, they call themselves the Invisible Surfers. This is A Day at the Beach.
Thank you. niedrige Preise sollten Sie sich merken. Denn das sind Preise aus unserem Sonderangebot von Frühjahrsmodell 1958.
Was Dr. Legume right there doing a song called Der Trabant Twist. And you know, when I start the show off, when I pull CDs and I try to do little clever things every once in a while, they always don't play out the way I hope they would. And back to that in just a second. Before Dr. Legume, we heard the Illuminators doing 12 Past 8 from their Road to Damascus CD. That's brand new. The Invisible Surfers, which is not brand new, they're from Greece. They did a song called Think Again. The CD is Dogs Kill a Cat. Again, a band from Greece. Los Galerna, before that, with Lobo. I think I mentioned that. And just before Los Galerna, I played a band by the name of Trabants with the song Kyoto Rock. Which is now the band is now located up in the LA area. I wanted to play the band Trabants backed with the song by Dr. Legume called Der Trabant Twist, and I thought that would be real clever, but I forgot all about it and I played them out of order, and that's what you get. In case you didn't know, a Trabant is a small little East German car that the East Germany built before World War II, and it was just your basic square boxy looking car. I mean, just your ground level transportation. I don't know how else to describe it. It is pretty plain looking, believe me. And I guess it got you from point A to point B. And I think East Germany was pretty proud of their product. So, and evidently other people are too, because we have bands and songs named after them. So Google that if you want to see what the car looks like, okay? I'm going to wrap things up with the band Goofy Footer out of Australia, the title cut from their little EP called Pumper, and I will be back who knows when, but I'll be back with another podcast. This has been number 92. Thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll see you next time. Bye.